This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Or you can go on YouTube and you can watch it, okay? The theme that the Lord gave us was this: as we are planted in the house of the Lord, we will flourish and be fruitful in 2020. No amens, okay? So we must be what this year? Planted in the house of the Lord, okay? As we are planted, God promises us that we're going to flourish, we're going to be fruitful, and again, this year we're believing God to do what? Double. Somebody say double. Right? Did you ever hear anybody say, I know how to double your money? Right? How about doubling in the kingdom? Doubling in souls. Doubling in our finances. Doubling in people in ministry this year. It goes on and on, right? We're going to believe God this year for that, okay? What I want to go into this today is really what I didn't have time to do last week. That hour just flew last week. I couldn't believe it. Good thing I looked at the clock because I didn't realize how late it was when I looked at the time. So I kind of skipped over some things last week that I want to go back to because I believe it's important, all right? So this message or teaching really will coincide with the theme of the year, all right? Here's the title for you today: Good Ground / Rock Foundation. Let me say that again. Good Ground / Rock Foundation. Okay? Today, that's what I want to talk about to you. If we're going to be planted this year, how many understand? To be planted, that means you're good ground. Anybody good ground here? Right? Bible talks about our ground or our soil. Okay, we're gonna look at that parable today, and then we're gonna talk about what our foundation. We have to have a good foundation. How many know that? This church is built on a good foundation because it's lasted for many years. Amen. If it wasn't, we wouldn't still be in here. We're about to celebrate this year. I believe it's 39 years. That Oriole's been in existence here. But this building has been here longer than that, okay? I think it's in the 18th century, right? Or is it the beginning of the 19th? So I don't remember the exact date when this church was built. But it's been here a long time. 1939? Okay. That's a good amount of time. Anybody born from 1939 here? Okay, mom is. Mom's born in 25. So mom's older than this building. Amen? How about that? She's been around a while. She got a good foundation. I'm part of that foundation. Amen? So I want you to turn with me to Matthew 13. Again, I'm going to try to zip through some of this. I'm not going to zip too fast, though, because you need to understand what's going to be brought here today, because it pertains to us here at Oriole. I love the Gospels. I hope you do. I get really fed when I read the Gospels, because Jesus' teachings are in there, and the disciples' teachings are in there. You really grow from reading the Gospels. They're probably in the New Testament, next to the book of Acts, that's my favorite books, is the Gospels. There's so much there. Amen. And Jesus always tries to bring his teaching, bring his doctrine to the people and make sure that they understand. Today, I really hope and pray that you understand what I'm about to bring out. Because if you don't understand it, we haven't accomplished anything. Can I get an amen? You have to not only hear today, and you're going to see it in the parable, but you must what? Understand. Okay? There's a lot of people who don't understand today, or they would be here. No amens. If people understood the importance of church, we're going to get to that a little later in the message. the importance of going to church faithfully, they would be here. But people don't get it today, don't understand. Other things are more important, right? So let's look at this parable, okay? This is Matthew 13, 18 to 23. I'm reading out of the King James. This is the parable of the sower and the seed. You should know this parable. We've talked about it in the past, but it fits right now as we're talking about this year's theme about being planted here, okay? You got to understand there's four types of ground that are covered in this parable. Four types of soil. As we're reading this, I want you to ask yourself, which one am I? Okay? You're one of these four today. I hope it's the last one. You know, when you read this with me today, you'll know which one you are. Okay? So here we go. Verse 18, it says, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower." I'm going to read the whole thing. "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receiveth seed by the wayside." Here's the first ground. Somebody say wayside. Another word for that is roadside. Okay? First ground is ground that's on the wayside. We'll understand it as we explain it. 20, verse 20 says, "But he that receiveth the seed," here it is, the seed again, right? "Into stony places," somebody say stony places. "The same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it." The second ground. Ground is what? Stony places. Verse 21, it says, "Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation," oh, you need to pay attention to this, "when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word," "because of the word, by and by he is offended." This ground is what? Stony places. I hope this is no one here. Verse 22 says, "He also that receiveth seed among the thorns," somebody say thorns, "is he that heareth the word." Are you seeing this today? Every one of these are hearing. It's not enough just to hear today, though. "Says he that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care," oh boy, you got to pay attention to this now, "and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches," what do? "They choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful." This is what kind of ground? Stony places, stony ground, okay? I hope you're not one of these two, boy. This is not a good ground. Then it goes to the last one, the best of all, right? And you notice in 22 it says this particular ground becomes what? Unfruitful. We're talking about being fruitful. Can I get an amen? We're going to be fruitful this year, not unfruitful. So today already you learn something. How do I not be fruitful? Make sure that I don't let that happen, what we just read. I got to make sure that the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, and then there's more, I'll get to that in a second here. I don't let those things come into my ground. Somebody say my ground. And become unfruitful. Because that's what the devil tries to do every day with our lives, right? Every day he tries to what? Choke the word of God from us. Choke it out of us, right? Put something else in the place of the word so that we're what? Not fruitful. But we're supposed to be fruitful. Amen? Right. Okay. Verse 23. "But he," that's a big but there. "But," meaning this is different, right? "But he that receiveth seed into the good ground," somebody say good ground, "is he that what? He heareth the word." Got to still hear, right? "Heareth the word," but look at the next part, "and understandeth it." You not only hear, but you understand, right? "And because of that," it says, He that hears, he that understands, will also what? He which also beareth fruit. Doesn't say it right there, but that one, he bears fruit because he applies what he heard and understood. Can I get an amen? If I give you a pack of seeds, say, here, I want you to plant these for me this year. I love corn. I want you to plant these seeds in your garden. I give them to you and you take them from me, right? But all you do is you hold on to them at your house. You say, okay, I receive them, I'll do it. But you never do. You never put them in, right? You never put them in the ground. You don't do what it takes to make sure those seeds become what? Fruitful. You don't do anything with them. You know what? It's a waste, right? I wasted giving you those seeds. Should have gave them to somebody else. Because maybe they would have planted them, right? Maybe we would have got fruit. It's the same way here. See, we can have the seeds today. God wants to give us seed. You're getting seed right now. Okay? You got to get the seed. But to have good ground, you got to what? You got to be able to understand what the seed is. What is God trying to say to you in the seed? Right? Every scripture is like a seed today. Amen. I got to understand what is God saying to me so that I can begin to apply that seed of God's word. So why? So then I can be fruitful. It's really not a complicated process here. It really isn't. But so many miss it today, right? So many miss it. So let me ask you, we got four different grounds here. We got wayside. Going back, looking at the scriptures, it said about the wayside one, he hears. She hears. Okay? This ground also hears, but this ground says doesn't understand. Okay? There's a lot of people who even go to church today, but when they leave the church, they haven't understood almost anything. Because you know what? When they were in the church, their mind wasn't even focused. Have you ever been there before? All of a sudden, you know, you're in the message, you're hearing, and all of a sudden this thought comes about what you got to do this afternoon. And it throws you off. You say, wait a minute, why am I thinking about this? I need to focus on the word. Right? So then maybe we miss it. The seed that was given, you maybe missed it because your mind was somewhere else, right? You didn't really get to understand what the preacher or the pastor was saying or the evangelist, whoever it might have been, or the teacher, right? So you can always hear. A lot of people hear. And again, you need to be careful what you hear. How many know that today? Be careful what you hear on the news. Because it isn't all true. How many know that? I don't think he made it up, but President Trump, he likes to use the word fake news. Meaning it's not all true. And it really ain't. Everything you read in the newspaper, let me tell you right now, it ain't all true. Some of it is. But you have to be careful what you hear, number one, right? What are you hearing? Are you hearing what God says? Right? But are you then understanding? This particular ground didn't understand, right? So that seed was wasted. Nothing really came out of it. The second one receives again. Every one of these, not only heard, but they receive. You got to be willing to receive, okay? You got to be willing to hear, willing to receive. But it said this one had stony places. So this one heard the word and even received it with joy. Was happy to receive. Welcome the word of God. Today you might be welcoming what you're hearing. But the question is, what are we going to do after that, right? This one said they received, they heard, they were happy to receive it. But this one had no root. Had no foundation, right? There was no, it was only for a while. The root was really short, okay? It didn't go very far deep. Because when problems came, now you need to catch this today. When trouble comes and persecution comes or hard times come, you know, how are you going to react? Amen. Is that seed that's implanted in you going to help you? Or you're going to get offended and that seed is going to go to waste? Because that's what happened here, right? The one who's on what? stony ground. It's not good ground. How many know you really can't grow anything on stony, rocky ground? You might get a little bloop, you know, little something start, and then it dies because there's no root. There's no real root because it's not good soil. How's our soil today, church? Is it good soil? Ready to receive, right? We can't be like this ground. When problems come, we get offended. And how many know problems are going to come? You're really quiet today. Amen. Problems are going to come. Hopefully not a lot, right? How many know my problems are probably different than your problems? And vice versa. What I go through, you probably won't go through, but what you go through, I might not go through. Amen? But everybody goes through stuff. You know what it's called? Life. Hello? Life, right? But my question to us today is, are we like this ground? There's a lot of people who come through the doors of this church who are like this ground. They've come, they've received, because we preach the word here. We give you the word here. We give you the seed, and people have come and said they've been blessed, they received, and then I don't see them anymore. And then our congregation, our people come to me and say, Pastor, what happened to so-and-so? Like I got the answers, right? I don't know. If I knew, maybe I could do something different about it. But people will come and will be blessed for a while. But then when what? Tribulation comes, when they don't have any money all of a sudden, or they're having a problem in their marriage, or whatever it is, they got their kid in school is giving them a hard time, they begin to what? They get offended, or they lose out with their relationship with God because the devil's tried to come in there and steal their seed. How many hear me today? He's going to try to come and just mess you up. But that's the time where that seed that hopefully you got, if it's planted right, it's going to begin to help you be fruitful, right? Not get offended, but fight through the battle. Amen? And not stay away and be offended because of what's happening in your life and begin to blame God. God doesn't bring that to you. How many know that? Jesus loves us. Jesus wants us blessed. The Father wants us to be blessed. When problems come, they don't come from God. You know who they come from. But we tend to forget that, right? The devil's the author of that, right? But we got to make sure we don't get offended. We get more blocked. We get more locked in when problems come. Can I get an amen? When you got major problems, I shouldn't have to call you. You should be the first one here. Hello. First one. If you got problems, you got to come to the problem solver. It's not Pastor Rich. His name's Jesus, if you forget today. I'll help you get to him. But he's got the answer. Right? Don't get offended and stay away. You're just letting the devil win. Who's hearing me today? It's people that should be here today. But they are what? This type of ground. So they're not here. Where are they at? I don't know. I don't know. But they're not here. And they should be here. There's people that have come from these blocks here. These local blocks that we have here recently have come within the last 6 months. And we're blessed, but where are they now? Because the seed, the devil's come, try to rob them of that seed. So we got, again, wayside, we got stony places. This third one is a big one, amongst the thorns. All right? The thorns. I want to read you this scripture from a different gospel. In Mark 4:9, I want you to really pay attention to this one. Mark 4:19. It says, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, that's the same thing that's in Matthew, but now pay attention, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. We got to be so careful that we don't allow what? The cares of this world, right? Or the deceitfulness of riches. Riches can be deceitful. They can. The devil can use riches to rob your soul from God. How many know that? Or you can be blessed with the riches or the finances that God gives you and be a blessing in the kingdom. Amen? It's what you do with it today. But these are the things that what? Choke the word out of us. Cause people not to come back to church for a long time. Or maybe never. Right? It's not only cares. It's not only the deceitfulness of riches. But look at this one. The lust of other things. What are we lusting for today? Right? How many know we have to deal with our lust? Every one of us. I don't care if you've been saved 50 years or 2 months. You got to deal with lust of the flesh. If somebody's honest with me, they'll say amen. Because we're human. And this body wants things. How many hearing me? And a lot of times what this body wants is not what God wants for you. How many know that? So we have to battle what? The lust of other things that we allow to enter in. Who allows them? We do. We got to be careful. Because if we allow these things to come in, what is it going to do? It's going to choke the word of God, the seeds that have been planted in you. And then what happens? You're not fruitful anymore. You begin to have even more problems. Somebody hear me today. More problems. It's, Pastor, it's getting worse instead of better. Where have you been? And then I hear the excuses. I could write a book on excuses. How many know that? We all can make excuses, right? We all can. But this is really important and plain if we want to be fruitful, right? That's the third type of ground, but I love the last one. Praise God. Good ground. Who's got good ground today? Right? Good ground. Those who are good ground people today will what? Hear the word, they'll understand it, and then they'll begin to apply it. Amen. Which then causes them to what? To bear fruit. If you're not bearing fruit today, something is wrong in your life. You must be bearing fruit. That's what God has called us to do. Amen. We're all to be fruit bearers, right? And some of us are going to bear more fruit than others, and that's okay. Because everybody's different, right? Everybody's anointed differently. Everybody has different gifts. Amen. But it says here, you will bear fruit, some 100-fold. I want to be in that category. How about you? 100-fold. That means 100 times. Somebody gives you $1. 100-fold means you're going to get 100 back. That's pretty good. That's more than doubling. 100-fold, which means unlimited. There's no limit to the amount of fruit that you're going to bear. But not everybody's going to be that way. Some are going to be what? 60-fold, 60 times. And then some 30. But I'll take 30 though. How about you? 30's good. If we did 30-fold here, we'd be looking for a new church right away. How many hearing me? We began to talk about a new church last council meeting. I was excited to hear some of my council members say, Pastor, we need to look somewhere else. You say, why are you even talking about another church? Because there might be reasons why we're not growing right here. All right? We have to face the facts. Right? Now, can God do it? God can do anything. God could send a Greyhound bus of people to come here, fill the church up. God can do anything, right? We know that. But God also says, use your head. Use wisdom, right? And we do have things that we have to deal with here. We're kind of hidden here. How many realize that? We're kind of hidden here. If you don't know this is His church, and you drive by here, if you don't really pay attention to this building, you might think it's a house. How many being honest with me? I'm serious. So we're kind of hidden. Don't have a lot of parking. Praise God for the 8 spots we got. I use it. I hope you're using it. Some of you didn't understand why we even needed to do that, but now you're using it. You need to ask forgiveness to me. You say, Pastor, I'm sorry for complaining that we didn't need a parking lot. We need more parking lot, right? But maybe it's just where we are, okay? It's not the message. I don't think it's the messenger. And I don't think it's you who's hearing me today. Right? We have to seek God. So we began to talk about maybe we ought to look at a different building, right? A different place. And we will. Because God wants us to go forth, all right? But this is so important here today, is our ground, okay? How's your ground? What kind of ground do you have? So that's number one importance, our ground, okay? This is our ground. What kind of ground you got as you enter 2020? How's your ground? Is it good ground? Is it good soil? Is it receiving today? Is it hearing today? Are you open, right, to what God has to say to you? That's number one point. How about this one now? How's our foundation? What foundation do we have today? Because you can have good ground, but if you don't have good foundation for that ground, we're not going anywhere. How many hearing me today? You got to have a good foundation, right? So let's go to Matthew 7. How many getting something from this? How many received at least one thing already? This is one of my favorite parables. God used me to bring this message on this parable thousands of miles away from here, all the way in Waikiki Beach, Hawaii. Okay? One of the times that the Lord had sent us to go to Hawaii, my wife and I, the Lord gave me a message for Hope Chapel. And on the way there, I had a different message. The Lord said, that's not the message. This is your message. So I did. I preached this message instead of the one I had already. And you know what? It was fruitful because it was the right word. And you know what? The message that I did have that I didn't share, the pastor and some of the other ones, whoever I told it to, I don't remember who, probably was the pastor. He said, if you would have preached that message, we wouldn't have received it because they weren't ready for it. You know what the message was? It was on offense. I even remember. It was on offense. But the Lord said, preach this, and it blessed them. People from the island, we were meeting people after we had left the church. We were driving on the streets and that, and we ran into some other people that knew the pastor in the church, and they said, yeah, we heard you had a guest speaker today. And then they not only knew that I was there, and I was in the car, by the way, they also knew the message, what it was. It already had gone around the island. I said, my God, you're something else, Lord, right? How about it, babe? That was pretty neat. This was it. The message of the house on the rock. Let's look at this. Try not to be too lengthy here. The house on the rock. Matthew 7, 24 to 27. Praise God. Welcome to our viewers. I'm sorry I didn't welcome you to our service today. It's good to have you with us, those of you on social media. Amen. This message is called Good Ground, Rock Foundation. So here we go. Another parable that really relates to us when we're talking about good ground. Let's read this today. Again, Matthew 7, 24 to 27. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, pay attention, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And listen, it fell not. Praise God. For it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings, two kind of people here we're looking at, and everyone, again, they all hear these sayings of mine, but they do them not. Okay? Shall be likened unto what? A foolish man. We got a wise man. We got a foolish man. Who are we like today? Hopefully it's the wise man, right? He says here, like a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. So we got the rock foundation. We got sand foundation. Big difference. Verse 27, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house. What kind of house? A house with sand foundation. How many know you can't build anything on sand? It ain't going to last. You might get a nice little picture of something, right? How many know when we go to the beach, the kids like to build sand castles, and they're really nice and they're pretty, but once the water hits them, bam, they're gone. All that work you did, where is it? Because it's sand, right? Sand is not a substance that is firm or like concrete, right? It's not solid. You go right through it, right? It says, that person that had that kind of house, it said, when the winds came and all the floods and everything, it said it fell on that house, and you know what? That house fell, okay? And not only did it fall, great was the fall of it, meaning it was destroyed. It was demolished, gone. Why? Because the foundation, right? So today we got two people here. We got one who hears and then does. Again, it's not enough to just hear today, church. You got to hear and you got to do what you hear. Can I get an amen? That person today who does and hears, God says to you, you're a wise man or you're a wise woman, and your house is built on the rock. Amen. Something real solid. Amen. Because how many know this house is going to go through stuff? This house is going to go through persecution and troubles, right? And the winds are going to blow and the rain's going to come upon us. What? In life, right? But it says that house that's built on the rock. And how many know who's the rock today? Jesus is the rock. Amen. The Word of God is part of the rock. This is Jesus, and Jesus is this. He said, I am the Word, right? I was in the beginning, amen? John 1:1, right? He's the Word, praise God. So the seed is Jesus, right? We got to be built on Jesus today, on the rock. So when things come our way, you know what? We're not going to be like those who are on sand today. A lot of people, their foundation. Let me give you a nugget here about this parable. It says they're built on the sand. You know what the sand represents here? The world system. You need to hear this today. People, they put everything into what? The world system. They put everything into their job. Amen. Everything in their bank account. Everything they do, it's based on what the world says. This is what you got to do. But how many know the world system is weak? The world system ain't going to get you to heaven one day. How many hear me? You can't put all of you have in the world system today, because it'll disappoint you in the end. Amen. You'll be like this foolish person if you put everything into the sand. Okay? It's not going to last. When problems come, those people who have their foundation built on sand, they're just gonna lose. Okay? They don't have the real answer. They don't have the foundation, right? They don't really have what they need to help them when troubles come. Amen. When problems come, right? You gotta have a strong foundation when the winds are gonna blow upon you. Right? When the storms of life come, what are you going to do? You're going to fall apart like this one with the sand, the house on the sand, or are you going to stand firm and you're going to get through that problem, that storm, that rain, right? That hurricane of life that sometimes we go through. You get a loved one that dies in your family, right? How are you going to deal with that? Are you going to cry and become a mess and not want to live anymore? Or are you going to still be strong because the Lord is your fortress and your strength, and the Lord help you get through that difficult time, right? These are things we all go through. But the question is, how's your foundation today? What is it built on? I can't build my foundation on the government today. How many know that? You can't either. If you do, you will be disappointed. I'm already disappointed. I don't need to go any further. How about you? When we got people who can't come together, who've been elected by us to work together, it's not about the party you represent, it's about who you represent, the people. That's just, again, a man-made thing with these names, party names, whatever. Just like churches, we have all these different kind of names, right? When you all boil it down together, it's about Jesus. Amen. It's not what you name yourself. It's what you are today. Amen. You either are a Christian or you're not. Don't give me all these other titles to go with it. Well, I'm from Assemblies, or I'm from the Catholic Church, or I'm from the Pentecostal, or I'm a Presbyterian, or I'm Lutheran. What does that mean? You're either a Christian, that you believe the Word of God and you follow God's Word, or you're not. Don't give me titles. When we get to heaven, I don't read anything in the book of Revelation that talks about Pentecostals or Lutherans or Catholic people. Nothing! Are you hearing me today? Nothing! It talks about people who are what? Born again, who have given their life to God, who are in the Lamb's Book of Life. Somebody ought to be shouting with me today, amen. If you're in there, you're excited today, amen. Because you have a strong, firm foundation. The winds of life are not going to knock you down, amen. Your house is not going to fall apart when you got trouble, amen. Because you got Jesus, praise God. Nothing you can't go through. So, ground, foundation, right? God says to us, this year, we're going to what? We're going to be planted. We need to be planted in the sanctuary. Amen. It says here, the scripture we read last week, that His way, the Lord's way, is in the sanctuary. Amen. We got to be planted here, right? We got to be planted here so that we can then be fruitful and flourish, right? But for that to happen, when we're planted here, that means we're going to get good ground. And we're going to have a solid foundation, and we're going to be fruitful. Amen. I want to give you four things quickly here in the book of Acts. These are the building blocks that we got to have this year as we go forward. Four things. Go with me to Acts 2. I'm going to go through this really quick now. Acts 2:42. Acts 2:42. You should know this already. In the book of Acts, they were very fruitful. God did some great things in the lives of the people during that time of Bible days, amen? But it was because of a reason. They had certain things they did all the time, amen? And we need to do them. We do them, but I need to bring them out to you again so that you make sure you understand the importance of these things, because this is part of what? Our foundation of having good ground today, amen? In Acts 2:42 it says, and they continued steadfastly. Four things here you need to get a hold of today. They were what? Steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, number one. They were steadfastly faithful in what? Number two, fellowship. Fellowship. It says then, and in breaking of bread, number three, breaking of bread, they got together. They broke bread together. We got to do it too. And that means communion too. Okay? And then he says what? And then in prayers. Here's your four building blocks. These are part of what our foundation that we have to always have as we're a church here. These are what we build our life on. What? The Word of God. The apostles' doctrine is this, the Word of God. And let me say it to you this way. You need to be devoted to the instruction of the Word of God. Can I get an amen? On a consistent basis. So that means not only are you going to read your Bible at home and the Holy Spirit's going to teach you things, but you are willing to be devoted to the instruction of the Word of God when you come to church. Not because it's Pastor Rich, whoever it is teaching you. Amen. That has to be first, that you have the Word of God consistently on a consistent basis. Not what you read from college books, not what you read from work, not your newspaper. This is what has to instruct you every day. Amen. It's number one building block we must have is the Word of God on a consistent basis. Number two, you have to stay in fellowship. Hear me. You're here today, so I'm preaching to the choir. Somebody got to hear it. Amen. What? We got to have what? Stay in fellowship. That means don't stay away from here, right? Stay in fellowship with who? The leadership of the church, with the body of Christ. You got to stay connected, amen? How are you going to be planted unless you're connected? Don't be those kind of Christians that on this Sunday they go here and on next Sunday they go over there and then the following Sunday they go somewhere else. You're not being planted somewhere. If you're a church hopper, I'm sorry. It's not God's will. Show me in the Bible where they church hopped. They didn't. It's not supposed to be that way. People do that. You know why people church hop? Because they don't want to be accountable to anybody. Ooh. Don't tell me, Pastor, how to live. I'm not telling you. God's Word's telling you. I'm just a messenger. Amen? People don't want to be accountable. That's why people church hop. Oh, if the pastor preached a message that really got them flustered, they're going to leave. They're going to get offended. My Lord, that's somebody who's not teachable. Hate to tell you. Right? We got to want to have fellowship with each other. We got to be planted somewhere. Right? Number three, we should get together on a consistent basis to break bread. Amen. We like to break bread here. Today we're going to have a little bread downstairs. Amen. Right? Those of you who come to the meeting, we're going to have a little bread for you. We should do this on a regular basis that you eat with one another. That's part of fellowship too. Amen. That's what they did in the book of Acts. Not only when they got together in the temple, they did things, of course, and they had to be careful what they did, but they went from house to house and ate together. So you want to invite Pastor Rich over? I'll be there. I love to eat. All of us love to eat here. Fellowship. We got to break bread together, have fellowship. Some of us here, we go out to eat for lunch on Sundays. We have a good time. Why? Fellowship. Some of you, boom, you take off. Can't even have time to ask you want to go out for lunch. You're ready two blocks down the street. I just ended the message. The door, you left the wind from the door. But we're supposed to fellowship. Trying to make some of you laugh a little bit. Fellowship, not with the world, with the body, with your leaders. You got to get to know one another, amen? And then part of that is communion. You got to have communion on a consistent basis, right? You got to have the Lord's Supper on a consistent basis. That's important. And number four, you got to pray regularly. You got to pray with your church. Pray with your leaders. Pray with your brother and your sister. When you come, we have times of prayer like we did this morning. We're supposed to pray. That's a building block. That's a foundational block we must have if we're going to what? Go forth and be fruitful. I want to be fruitful this year. How about you? If you really do, then you're going to be teachable with God's Word. Right? You're going to not stay away. You're going to stay in fellowship with your local church. You're going to break bread with one another, have communion consistently, and you're going to make sure you're praying. These are building blocks got to have. If you can't do those four things, you will not be a successful Christian today. You're going to be like some of those grounds we talked about, that you're not going to flourish. You're not going to be fruitful. You're going to struggle. The devil's going to kick you in the rear, and you're not going to know what to do about it because you're not doing the basics. These are basics, but they're profound. If they were so basic and so easy, why doesn't more people do it today? Because why? The cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, right? The lust of the flesh. The devil, he's not stupid today. How many know that? The devil is powerful. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get to people, right? But praise God, he's not all-powerful. Our God is all-powerful. He's not all-knowing. Our God is all-knowing. He was created by God. Don't forget that, right? God knows. If you're connected today, you're going to be blessed. I don't have time to get into this real deep, but our superintendent, our national superintendent of the Assemblies of God, his name is Doug Clay. He wrote an article that I read recently. In this article, he asked for all of the churches to pray for three things. Let me tell you what they are in 2020. Number one, that we would have a Spirit-empowered church. Somebody should have said amen to that. What kind of church? A weak, struggling? No. He says what? A Spirit-empowered church. That should be our prayer this year. That Oriole would be what? A church on fire. We sang about it. Are we? Are we on fire? Some of us are not. No, far from fire. Some of us are holding on for dear life, okay? But we need to be what? A spirit-empowered church. Number two, he said, pray that we would be a Bible-engaged church. Bible-engaged, meaning we're going to receive teaching, we're going to be allow the Lord to teach us, and we're going to practice what we learn. Practice what we preach, amen? And number three, he says we need to be a missions-participating church. And you know what? We are. We are here. Praise God. We're going to continue to support other ministries who are doing the work in the world that we can't do. Praise God. Let me tell you, I'll quickly say this to you, that we're part of a fellowship that is fruitful. Are we the best? I don't even know if I want to use that word, the best. I don't know if there's anybody who's the best, but I can give you some numbers about AG. It says here, that God has blessed the assemblies with remarkable growth. In 1914, when delegates in Chicago committed to the AG to the greatest evangelism the world has ever seen, how could they have imagined that 106 years later, this fellowship would span 255 countries, territories, and provinces? Did you hear that? 255 countries, territories, and provinces. That's where the Assembly of God churches are today. I'm proud of that. How about you? How could they have even imagined that nearly 70 million people across the planet would be part of our movement? How many? 70 million. Now that may not sound like a big number, but it's a good number. 70 million is a lot of people. Is it enough when you compare it to the world? No. How many millions of, well, we have not millions, we have either 5 to 7 billion people right now on the planet Earth. I think it's 7, isn't it? 7 billion, the last I heard. 70 million is just a fraction, but it's still 70 million, right? If we're one of the biggest, if not the biggest, of Pentecostal fellowships, well, that tells you where everybody else is, right? We got work to do, amen? But we can be proud of our fellowship, that we're all over the world. Everybody knows about the Assemblies of God. They may not follow, may not be a part of the movement, but everybody, if you talk about Pentecostal movement, we and the Church of God in Christ are the biggest two different fellowships. It's all about what? Reaching the lost today. Amen. That's what we need to do. Praise God. So I'm closing here. 2020 speaks of 40 today, okay? 2020, you add 20 and 20 makes what? 40. In the Bible, I was beginning to look at this, 40 spoke of a generation or a people and a time. 40 is considered a generation, okay? In the Bible, they had what? 40 years in the wilderness. That was not fruitful. How many hear me? 40 years living in a wilderness, that's what I call not being fruitful. I call that sand foundation, right? God doesn't want us to be in a wilderness 40 years. How many know that today? How about 40 years in the promised land? Thank you. I got one amen. How many want to stay in a wilderness or be in the promised land, right? This year, 39 years. I would say the first 20 maybe were the fruitful years. The last 20 have not really gotten back to where the church was. Well, we're in a new decade. Amen. We're in 2020. So why not this become the first year of now what? Growth again. Amen. Let's get back to where we were before. It may not be in this building. It may be in another building. I don't care what building it is, as long as we're reaching souls. Can I get an amen? We're making a difference. We're part of the Pentecostal movement in these last days, right? It's about 2020. What do you want? Do you want good ground? Do you want a rock foundation? I sure hope so today. Or do you want to stay in bad ground or a sandy foundation? You're not going to get anywhere if you're there today. In Proverbs, I don't have time to go to it. Proverbs 11, it talks about 28 to 31, it talks about the righteous are going to flourish like a branch. We need to flourish. It's time for us to flourish. Amen. It talks about in this chapter in Proverbs about the fruit of the righteous. Amen. We're to be fruitful this year. Can I get an amen? It depends on us, though. What are we going to do, right? When we're fruitful, we're going to win souls. Praise God. I want to win souls. How about you? Amen. We can do it, but we got to have good ground. We have to have a rock foundation for it to happen. Let's stand. Amen. So we're going to pray. After I pray, you'll be dismissed. And remember, anybody who's in the ministry here, whatever you do for the ministry, could be washing pots and pans. That's part of ministry here. You are expected to stay, okay? We're going to have a short meeting downstairs to have a little bit of food for you because I know everybody's hungry. My stomach's already been talking to me. So I'm going to eat. We can talk and eat at the same time. Amen. Yes, we say bye to our social media people. Have a blessed Sunday. We'll see you next time. Amen. But if you're involved in any way, please come down. Try not to keep you too long. If you want to be involved, come down also, and we can see how we can help you and use you for the ministry.